It's almost draft day. We are literally just a couple days away, and I'm getting really, really excited. I know I can feel it in my bones. I've been waiting for this for a long time, especially after the Titans season ended in not the greatest way, having to go through all those weeks and lots of sacks. Now we can finally go out there and hopefully pick some guys up to help us out. So I'm excited to see who the Titans pick. We do appreciate you hanging out with us here on Titans Today. I am your host, Jace Andrews, and if you are pumped to see who the Titans pick at number 7 overall, then like the video. Let's get 700 likes. I know that's a big challenge, but the bosses have been on me a little bit, and I told them, just watch. If we can get 700 likes for pick number 7, it'll blow their minds. And hey, I trust that Titans fans can get it done, so don't let me down. Don't let me down. Go down there and hit the like button. I really would appreciate it. All right, coming up on today's show, Bleacher Report released their top 3 draft targets for the Tennessee Titans. One of them is really, really surprising. I promise you, you're going to want to stick around and find out who that is. The first one, though, we'll just say it. It's Joe Ault. I say this countless amounts of times, but Joe Ault, he's the boring pick, but he's the obvious pick. And he's the guy who is going to help you out. It's not a surprise. It's not something that you can sit here and complain about because you need him. You do. Your offensive line was the 4th worst at allowing sacks last year. Go out there, go get somebody who will protect Will Levis, who could be your franchise quarterback. It just makes sense. He's been picked in literally every mock draft I've seen besides a couple, so Ault is the right guy. He's the one to go out here, go get him in round 1, pick number 7, because then you can then focus on the rest of your team from there. Whereas if you don't get Ault, you're going to have to figure out some stuff past that, and I think that's not exactly the way Rand Carthen wants to manage this team. Joe Ault is one of the best offensive tackles I think I've seen come out of the college level in a long, long time. He's a second-generational guy. His father played for the Chiefs back a little bit ago. His PFF rank is really, really good at 90.7, one of the higher PFF ranks in offensive tackles for the draft. 1 sack allowed throughout his entire 2023 season. 2 hits, 2 hurries, 2 penalties. All solid numbers, and for me, it goes down to this. If you are looking for what Rand Carthen would describe as blue-chip players, guys that can go in there and make an impact on day 1, Joe Ault's your guy. I know Malik Nabers could make an impact. I know that we could see Brock Bowers make an impact. But if you look at the positions of need, and you think offensive tackle is the biggest position of need, Joe Ault will make a difference on day 1, and I can see him making sure that Will Levis is safe all season long and potentially even being one of the better offensive tackles in his rookie year right away. We'll just have to wait and see, though, if that happens. Let's see what Bleacher Report had to say about this pick, saying, quote, "Nothing is ever guaranteed during draft season, but it looks like Ault the Titans is a safe bet." Bleacher Report's NFL scouting department and ESPN.com's Mel Kiper Jr. both mocked Ault to the AFC South franchise. There may not be a more perfect pairing between prospects and team than Notre Dame's Joe Ault to Tennessee Titans. Ault would provide a significant upgrade to one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL from a year ago. He would immediately start at left tackle and provide protection for Will Levis. The Titans can't afford to have their young quarterback on the ground on a ton of occasions in 2024. Ault's presence on the left can help with that, end quote. It just makes sense. I mean, they said it perfectly. Will Levis cannot be on the ground. Will Levis cannot be constantly having to pick himself up like he was last year. You can't have that again. You can't. Because I've said it again and again and again. If you truly believe that Will Levis is going to be your franchise quarterback, which I kind of think he has the shot to do it, you have to give him a fair chance this year. Because he did not have that last year. He was constantly getting pressure. He was constantly getting, honestly, slammed to the ground, which is why he had those injuries late. You can't have that. You can't. If you're trying to give him a fair shot at being your franchise quarterback, you got to keep him upright. Joe Ault, guess what? He is the perfect way to make sure that Will Levis stays on his feet throughout the entirety of the 2024 season. Who would you like to pick if the Titans do not go with Joe Ault? I know I've asked you a lot if you like Joe Ault, and obviously that's a basic question, but let's say they don't go Joe Ault. Obviously, we're going to talk about 2 more guys who who Bleacher Report suspects could be a target for the Tennessee Titans. So who would you like the Titans to take if it's not Joe Alt? Let me know down in the comments section a name that you want to see with the Titans. Let's look at the draft order real quick, because I think that's important to talk about. The Bears, the Commanders, and the Patriots are all going to go quarterback. I think those are the pretty obvious picks. Then it's kind of questionable from there. We got the number 4 pick being the Arizona Cardinals, number 5 being the Los Angeles Chargers, number 6 being the New York Giants, the Titans sitting at number 7, and then the Atlanta Falcons at number 8. The question that we have, and we've had for a while now, is what will those 3 picks do at number 4, 5, and 6? Because that ultimately determines what the Titans will do. If you think about it, there's this. The Cardinals need a wide receiver. I see them going Marvin Harrison Jr. if he's there. The Chargers need a wide receiver more than they need offensive line. So I think they go wide receiver and Malik Nabers. The Giants, that's where the question comes in, because, yeah, they need wide receiver, but they also need offensive line and something. I mean, they had the worst offensive line in allowing sacks last year. So, I mean, you have to start to ask the question of, what if another team takes all? What if somebody else sweeps in there and goes and picks him before the Chiefs have a shot? That's something that we're going to have to think about. And I'll give you the answer to that question and what the Titans would do here in just a moment. But make sure you're getting your playoff tickets for the Predators if you're going to check them out on Game Time, your number one place for sports tickets. But they also got music, comedy, and theater. It's 1-0, or excuse me, Game 2 is tonight. So 1-0. Hopefully the Preds can pull it back to even. You got Game 3 coming up in Nashville. Go check it out. Tickets are relatively cheap right now for a playoff hockey game. $20 off your first purchase by going and using code CHATSPORTS in the redeem code section. It's the best app I've ever used for buying tickets, and it's super user-friendly. You see the app. You see the ability to see your seats even before you purchase them in that redeem code section to get $20 off your first purchase using code CHATSPORTS. They're really awesome. They got flash deals. They've got zone deals. And honestly, they're the best place for last-minute tickets. If you're like me, you're not a person who likes to plan your day out before. Well, guess what? Game Time has tickets leading up an hour before the event and even an hour into the event. Go check them out, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Download Game Time today, and you're going to redeem that code CHATSPORTS for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Once again, down the Game Time app, create an account and use code CHATSPORTS, CHATSPORTS, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets at the lowest price guaranteed. The number 2 Bleacher Report draft target for the Titans is Olu Fashanu, the Penn State offensive tackle. Still not that surprising here. Obviously, offensive tackle is the position of need. You don't get your Alt in this situation, but you get Penn State's Olu, who had first-round grades last year, and there was a portion of time early in the draft process this year where Olu was the top tackle. That didn't last long because, obviously, the intangibles for Joe Alt are just miles better, but Olu is actually one of those guys that you can go out here and think, okay, he can slide in there and be, I'd say, pretty dang good as well and make this offensive line one of the better ones in the National Football League by just getting him. So what did Bleacher Report have to say about that? Well, Joe Tanzi, who wrote this, said, quote, "The Penn State product is the best backup option for the Titans if Alt is not available at number 7. In that case, the Titans have to weigh whether Fashanu or another offensive lineman was worth the number 7 selection. If not, the Titans could go the best player available route and add an upgrade on the defensive interior or even another wide receiver," end quote. Obviously, we have to look at this from an outside perspective in that the Titans could just trade back. They could. I think that that is something that is very likely if Joe Alt is not there, because I know that you could obviously go the best available, and that is a very good choice. But at the same time, you have to look at this from an outside perspective. Are picks numbers 7, 8, 9, 10 going to be Olu? I don't think so. They're going to be people trading up for wide receivers. They're going to be people trading up for even quarterbacks. J.J. McCarthy's still there. What if you go after him? And so you maybe trade back to pick 11 or pick 13, and you still get Olu Fashanu, who is a very good offensive tackle. I don't want to sit here and say that the diminishing value from Ault to Fashanu is that big of a deal? There's people on Twitter that have talked about it, and I'm starting to agree with them. It's not that big a deal if you don't get Ault, because I think Fashanu is not that far off on him. Is he as good as Joe Ault? No, we're not saying that. But he's not as bad as people are making him out to look. It's not like Ault is this way above top-tier guy and Fashanu is down here. I mean, no sacks allowed in 2023. Yeah, 10 hurries, but sometimes hurries are not exactly the best stat to look at. He's not a bad number two option is what I'm saying here. And if you have to trade back to get him, you get an extra draft pick in round two, day two. I'm taking that. And I know that's something that maybe is questionable, but if Joe Ault is not there at seven, you trade back. No questions asked. Literally no reason to sit there at seven. Go back. And if Olu isn't there, Felice Fuaga is going to be there. He is. Now here's where things get a little bit surprising though, because you would think, okay, well, they obviously know offensive tackle is the obvious position for the Tennessee Titans, right? No, apparently not, because their number three draft target, Dallas Turner, the edge from Alabama. Turner's actually somebody we haven't mentioned on this show. And I think it's for somewhat of a good reason, just because tackle is such a big point of emphasis this year for the Tennessee Titans. And the fact of the matter is, it's more important and there's better tackles this year than edge. But maybe that's exactly why you go edge early and wait for a tackle later. Here's what they said about Dallas Turner and why this pick was number three. Quote, Alabama edge Dallas Turner is probably the better choice than any of the wide receivers on the board because of the team's positional needs. Turner would give the Titans a dynamic rusher to complement Harold Landry III and Jeffrey Simmons. The potential addition of Turner would shore up a defense that added Legarius Sneed and Kenneth Murray in free agency, end quote. I mean, I like Dallas Turner. I'm not going to sit here and say that at all. I think he is a pretty good fit with this team for a lot of different reasons. Like they said, you put him with Harold Landry and Jeffrey Simmons, that sack number is going to go up a good amount. 55 pressures this past year from Dallas Turner, 10 sacks and 14 and a half tackles for loss in a team that was one of the best in college football with the Alabama Crimson Tide. He improved on his stats throughout his career. His freshman year was honestly incredible. 8.5 sacks was really solid. Had somewhat of a sophomore slump. Pressures were up, sacks were down, and then finished off his career with an outstanding 10 sack year and 14 and a half tackles for loss, recording his career high in tackles at 53. I ask the question here, would you be happy with Dallas Turner? Let's say that the Titans don't get Joe Ault because he's picked before them. Would you be upset or happy if they picked Dallas Turner? Why for yes if you're happy about it, and for no if you're going to be upset about it? It's kind of an interesting topic, so let me know down in the comment section down below. Question is, why not get a wide receiver, you may ask? And we kind of got answered a little bit, but here's more of a basis from Joe Tansley on why he didn't take it. Quote, Tennessee does not need a wide receiver at number seven because it already has Calvin Ridley, DeAndre Hopkins, and Treylon Burks on the roster. A fourth wide receiver or even tight end Brock Bowers would not make sense when the Titans could upgrade their defense more if Ault is not around at number seven, end quote. All I gotta say is that's a lot of confidence in Treylon Burks. Do I like him? Yeah. Do I think he still has the prowess to go out there and be a top receiver? Maybe. But the fact that he is just straight up saying, you've got your clear wide receivers 1, 2, and 3, I don't know about that, buddy. I don't know. I think wide receiver is still definitely an issue the Titans need to figure out here, and I would probably do it in round two, which is why I'm going off the tackle. But interesting explanation there. But hey, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. With draft stuff, everybody has a thought process, so that's just the way it goes. Make sure you're hitting that subscribe button, youtube.com/Titans Today. You can scroll down below, hit that subscribe button. It's a little red button. You're on your phone, twist it. You'll see a subscribe button. Click that. We'd appreciate if you joined us here all week long as we got draft coverage coming up for you, and promise you, you're not going to miss it. That's all we got for you today, though. Titans fans, say it with me in the comment section. Tighten up, and peace out.